Tuesday mornings here at Bear Country 95.3. Patrick from Montague Webworks stops by with the Montague Webworks website of the week. Hi, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Our website this week is
RyanandCaseyLiquors.com.
RyanandCaseyLiquors.com. Local.
Local.
Liquor store right on Main Street here in Greenfield. All right. So they have a website, RyanandCaseyLiquors.com. What am I going to find at that website?
Well, Ryan and Casey Liquors has a website for Montague Webworks, which is very important to mention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's running on our most current copy of our platform called Webworks Lite, which enables Christy and the folks at Ryan and Casey's to maintain the content on their website themselves without having to pay someone like me a recurring monthly fee to take care
to be
of
updating
things
it
for them.
Right. Fancy, nice.
So the website itself has a bunch of content about, you know, product in the store. There's staff tastings and picks and wine pairings with food. And there's a lot of unique information there for the consumer. But also coming up on June 27th is the fourth annual Green River Brew Fest, which is sponsored by Ryan and Casey's. So there's that information as well on the site, which is why I wanted to bring it up today.
Saturday the 27th. That's when they put that big tent up in the parking lot, right?
That is the day.
Tell me more about that day.
Well, the Green River Brew Fest is something that is a collaborative effort between our friends at Dillon Chevrolet, Montague Webworks, and Ryan and Casey. And this is the fourth year that we've been producing this event for the community. And it's actually a nonprofit event. So the proceeds from the event, after covering our expenses, are donated to the local charity of our group's choosing. And this year, it's the Seeds of Solidarity organization, which is out in Orange.
You know what? I saw that flyer. Great.
And those are the folks that are involved with the Garlic and Arts Festival, which you may remember, is an annual thing, which is a very big draw for the Pioneer Valley.
Yes.
And we're supporting their farm-to-school program, which delivers produce to the local schools from their agricultural efforts, but also puts in actual vegetable gardens in the public schools throughout the area, primarily in the North Quabbin, but they're working their way kind of west.
They're doing great work.
It's fantastic work. So
so all the proceeds from the Brewfest
go to the charity.
On the 27th. So Brewfest.
Brewfest.
We're talking about beer.
We're talking about thousands of beers.
Thousands of beers. All right. Can we just hit on a couple of them? Or
sure. Anywhere from California to Massachusetts. So Dogfish Head.
That's one of the popular ones.
Lagunitas, Sam Adams, Harpoon. Any craft brew that you can think of.
They're all going to be represented there at the Brewfest.
Correct. And we're talking about craft and high-end brews.
Okay.
So the things that you stand in front of the cooler at Ryan and Casey's, and, you know, there's 500 or 600 different SKUs.
All those doors,
in the cooler.
Yeah.
You look at that one, you go, wow, I've never had that before, but wow, it's like $8 for a bottle of beer. And you start thinking about what your wife's going to say when you bring it home.
Yep.
This is the day when you could stand in front of the smiling guy with the bottle of $8 beer and say, can I try that, please? And he says, sure.
Okay, now, is there information on buying tickets for the Brewfest
over
at that website?
Yep, tickets are online, as well as information about the event itself are online at RyanandCaseyLiquors.com. You can actually buy your tickets online and show up the day of the event and be all set to go. Now, the $20 price for the day is all-inclusive. So there's not a per-head charge for what you want to sample while you're there. You pay $20, you go in, you have a great day. It's from 12 to 5. There's live music from the Primate Fiasco, which is kind of a Zydeco
great band.
Jazz band out of Northampton.
Yep.
We have food. There's a cigar bar and hopefully sun. But it's under the big white tents in the Ryan Casey parking lot, and it's rain or shine.
And there's more information at this week's Montague Webworks website of the week, which is RyanandCaseyLiquors.com. Patrick from Montague Webworks, have a great day.
Thanks.